Welcome to the Third Growth Option podcast, where we talk with business leaders and innovators hungry to drive growth that can be faster than internal organic growth and less risky than acquisition. Your moderator is Bernard Dunkerspuler, Chief Sherpa and CEO at Realign, who has led private equity-owned distributors through turnarounds and growth. With battle-proven leaders from all frontiers, we want to provoke thinking about business growth beyond conventional wisdom and binary choices.
Hey, I'm Bernard, today with two great guests, Gary Pettit, CEO of Seasonal Living, wholesaler, manufacturer, and curator of interior and exterior furnishings, and Laura Muller, owner and creative director of 4Point Design Build, a residential and commercial interior design and build firm in LA. Laura and Gary, welcome to the Third Growth Option podcast.
Hi, Benno.
Good morning.
Growth by collaboration. We have two different perspectives and functions. Seasonal Living, it's a one-stop wholesaler manufacturer. Laura, you're an internationally recognized award-winning designer, author, speaker, and you guys decided to collaborate. And Gary, I love the title that you suggested for this episode. So you want to design products. Which was a typical sort of tongue-in-cheek, basically saying, so you think it's so easy, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of it. I think it's been a really fascinating project. We've been collaborating on this for about 12 to 15 months, Laura and I, to bring this new collection, the Provenance Signature Collection, to life. And it's been such a wonderful experience for me, personally, as well as for the business, to work with Laura to build this beautiful new collection, which I'll let Laura talk to you about the collection as she is the one that designed it. But it's such a refreshing experience to have worked with her in contrast to other product designers. And really, it's more what I've really appreciated out of it is the incredible effort and wrapping herself around this project that Laura has done. So I'll let Laura talk about the design and the collection and the concept of the design.
Go, Laura.
Wow, how do I follow that? Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Thank you, Gary. Well, I ditto everything that Gary said. Basically, it has been one of the most special collaborations that I've ever experienced in my career. A true life and business-changing experience. I've wanted to design furniture most of my life. My grandfather was a furniture builder. My dad was a builder and a real estate, in his own mind, a real estate mogul.
That's important.
That is important. Confidence is everything. But the idea that I was going to wait for the right collaboration, because it was... In my imagination, I always thought, okay, this is going to be, very new. And knowing the way I like to get involved, I'm a completely immersive energy in the things that I am passionate about. So it had to be right. This collaboration had to kind of happen on a couple of different levels. It had to be, like Gary and I have often giggled about, there was just chemistry. It has to have chemistry, because it's like anything. You have to be able to get along, because it's not an easy process. So waiting for the right company, the right leader that would be aligned with my core values in product definition and concept and control, consciousness, discipline, and then the value, personal values of integrity and honor and quality. Those were all why I waited so long in my career to take this venture. So Gary, having checked all those boxes, it was one of those things that felt like kismet. It was a simple introduction, and then we hit it off, and the conversation started from there. The concept behind this was, at the core, based on all the things that I experienced in my youth growing up on the coastline of California, having a very modest upbringing, our vacations always had to do with, look, just get in the car and we're going to go seek nature and we're going to go seek healing as a family, et cetera, et cetera. So using nature and using the idea of bringing your outdoor experiences into your spirit, then ultimately into your home, created a wonderful basket of memories for me to be able to conceptualize in an abstract form my extreme passion that I shared with my father for furniture and architecture growing up in the mid-century modern brutalistic LA design where things were quite heavy. You know, all of that combined and the healing properties that appreciating nature and kind of just like a photo, you know, you're capturing a memory. That's what this line does. It kind of captures those memories in the materiality, in the colors, in the tones, in the shapes, in the longevity. I know memories should last forever. And so should your investments. So all things considered, again, working with Gary, we were both aligned with that message. And the messaging was passionate on my end as a person who really appreciates nature and the coastline and the different colors changing. And I'm bringing all those into some sort of a furniture line. And then the scariest part was that Gary trusted me. You know, that was terrifying. And he stepped back and he said, okay, Laura, well, whatever you say, I'm going to invest in your experience. I'm going to invest in your quality of your craft that you've developed over 40 years in the business of interior design. And he stepped back and he was the perfect container for my chaos. He created a wonderful infrastructure and a foundation for me to be able to be truly creative. And isn't that the best kind of a collaboration where you have an established discipline and then within that containment, you have this wonderful chaos flowing. And I think that Gary would agree that's a great way to kind of visualize our relationship, you know, out of control and in complete command.
I love that. I love that container for chaos.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes a brilliant partnership is that both strong, passionate elements are being lifted so that the other can lean on, you know, those verticals. You know, I leaned on his discipline. I learned so much from Gary's discipline and his direct communication. And I think I can't speak for Gary what he's learned. I'd love to know, but I mean, I think that what he's learned in
you're
contrast
about to find
to
out,
that, right? Is that there's a wild intimacy to designing things for the end user as opposed to it being a practical item for profit. You know, and I think that's the beautiful thing that Gary's often said when he talks about the two differences, which is that level of intimacy versus transaction.
And Benno, I would jump in and say here that here's the difference in terms of working with law. I've worked with other product designers before, and for your listeners, there's really kind of two ways that we can move forward. You have product designed by what I would say traditional industrial product designers. And the industry, our furniture industry, has quite a few of those people out there, and they're very talented in what they do. What I loved about working with Laura in this situation was in this contained chaos experience that we had, which is she brought to the table a true understanding of what customers are looking for, design customers. And, you know, Laura and I were fortunate enough because we worked in the seasonal living luxury designer show house together. And so, you know, we had the foundation of an experience of working together. So it wasn't completely out of the blue. We'd had a few months of understanding each other, understanding the seasonal living product line. And so we really understood the basics of the aesthetic. And when we originally started talking to Laura, and Laura was introduced to us by a very close friend of both of ours, Leslie Carruthers of Savor Partnership. And Leslie is a real kind of, wouldn't you say, Laura, she's a real kind of fixer-upper in terms of, she's like date manager.
She is. She is the design community Yenta. She is.
She is. So
yeah, she's the one that's the matchmaker.
Yeah, so she gave this brilliant introduction, and I met up with Laura and we in Las Vegas at the trade show, and we instantly hit it off. There was a similar mindset towards aesthetic. And what Laura brought in my mind was tremendous experience of many years. And, you know, the subtle difference between a designer and manufacturers, a lot of designers, they're the ones, they're where the rubber meets the road. They're the ones taking that product and installing it and working with the customers. They know the issues about spacing. They know the scale issues. They know the types of homes that have been built. And they are really the lifeblood between us and the building community. They're the ones who make the dreams come true. So, you know, having started working with Laura on the show house, I quickly realized that Laura was the real deal. And I felt comfortable working with her because she could guide us in terms of scale, appropriateness, type of products. And, you know, when I turned to what I call the Laura faucet on, it didn't just trickle out, it flowed out at a force. And the collection is the initial seedling collection that we call. There is so much more to it that we have almost various seasons to keep expanding and rolling this forward.
So the mutual respect that you have for each other and the mutual understanding that the other one knows something that Gary knows something that Laura doesn't know, Laura knows a lot that Gary doesn't know, is really fundamental, I think, to any collaboration, isn't it?
It is. And I think in between that, there were areas that we both explored and had to, you know, this is kind of what Laura spoke of earlier on in terms of the chemistry. And it's that connection in terms of understanding what it takes to deliver product. Because, you know, when you're developing product, you have to be so amazingly organized and in this sort of chaotic kind of world, because you've got your real life that's paying for you to design the product, and you've got to somehow fit that in. And developing product takes an inordinate amount of time. And I think for Laura, that was a real revelation of just how long it took and how many detailed nuances that go into the design and the level of detail and the constant correction of small little details that probably to people who haven't designed product, they would just never really think that important. What Laura was designing wasn't just a concept. She was designing products to be manufactured. And that's the difference.
With a thousand little details, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the big learning curves for me, was to understand the level of, responsibility to the liability of shop drawings and details and understanding the way things came together. And then on top of that, you add an awareness that I had learned and over the 15 months was that you're not just designing something beautiful. You have to design it with keeping in mind the shipping containers, the structure, the way they're going to be packaged, how many can you get on a crate that makes it profitable? I mean, these are things I never thought of before. I mean, to be quite honest, I thought about it, but I was detached from it. Now I was responsible for selections and choices and details that had to take into consideration these very, very important points and still find that beautiful moment where it felt authentic, because Gary was counting on me to create something authentically design inspired for the end user without compromising that because of the level of details and functionality and shipping and costs. So there had to have been, you have to go into these things with a sense of mindful confidence, which you earn over time, but also a level of flexibility because, you know, just because you have a great idea doesn't mean that we can build it or that we can ship it or that anyone's going to buy it. So that is where I completely stepped away and I was the student. And Gary helped me to understand every step of the way in a very patient, very methodical kind of translation. Every step of the way so that I could understand, well, when you change that 1 inch, here's what it means and here's the ripple effect. So maintaining integrity of the design while still maintaining the obligation that I have and the gratitude that I have, because this, after all, is Gary's investment, that was the key factor for me in learning curves. And then understanding just the timeframes and the deadlines. I mean, it's a fragmented flow. It's like you stop, you go, oh, you take a deep breath, you kind of carry on to other things and you wait. And then all of a sudden it's not just a wave of information, it's a tsunami of questions and everything is urgent. It has to happen so they can start it the next morning. You know, so there was a lot of that kind of just now having done it for a while now and having our first launch being quite successful, I recognize now what comes from the experience is I almost can start to anticipate and predict the time rhythm of creating these lines with that sense of obligation and responsibility to Gary and what we can actually get out into the market and be successful with without compromising design.
And I think, Benno, it's worth remembering, to coin a very famous British interview several years ago, there were three of us in this relationship. The third is, of course, the manufacturer. And that is the pull and push. So really, somebody like Seasonal Living or myself is the anchor pin between both sides, the manufacturing side and the design side. Laura is developing the designs. She's trying to understand what's required of that. We're managing the manufacturer. We're managing different time zones. And so what she said is exactly right. This is not something that is a even constant flow. It's a tsunami of need and then dry patches and then sudden needs for additional information. So it really takes some level of appreciation on both sides, because I think it's the sort of thing that if you've never designed a product, you don't actually quite realize the amount of time and effort that goes into pulling something that together. And segueing into that, I think there's another critical area, which we both have experienced in this project, which is the cost investment. You know, until we sell the first product, you don't make a dime on the investment. So you're developing it and you're waiting for and you're nurturing it. And it's all of Laura's time, her investment in designing AutoCADs, professional drawings. It's our time developing all of this with Laura and then the manufacturing part. And so it's a long investment. And I think probably what Laura, if you don't mind me saying Laura, is brought really understood out of this was probably a whole new appreciation of what manufacturers go through to deliver product to market.
And what I find fascinating about the two of you working together is the fact that, Laura, your main business, interior design and build of residential spaces and commercial spaces, has product design as kind of a small subset. It's not the main business. And now you both took a risk, right, by collaborating in product design being the whole enchilada. But I think that risk has paid off because you bring a different perspective, Laura, right? You bring sort of the global, universal, whole home, whole space perspective to it. But to make that happen required intense traffic copying and, you know, creating this container for the chaos. I love that term.
Well, it does. And I think that that's something that I think that designers should recognize when moving into this kind of a collaboration. This is not, I kind of think of it as Gary says, it's an investment on both parts. Both of us have a financial investment, obviously on different levels, but our time investment, which has a value. And those things they could be a surprise to designers thinking about a collaboration like this, because what I think isn't really realized when I first came in was what were those details? Nobody really, that I've heard, nobody really talks about the work. You know, it's fun. It's, you know, everybody sees you as your name and your picture is on a pretty piece of furniture or a lighting fixture and all this. They don't really realize the commitment. And you have to have a level of passion and foresight to the longevity of something. Because if you spend all this time and money and don't really give it your all and it doesn't work out, you've just wasted time and money and it just doesn't make any sense. But the fact that you can, you know, the fact that got us through, you know, this level of commitment was that there was a calculated risk. Both Gary is established, I'm established. So that was good. We checked those boxes. But the idea that the passion, seeing this through, required time, financial sacrifice on many levels, working weekends and long evenings to get it all in. Like Gary said, you know, you have this is your hobby job to your day job. But it really topsy-turvies at one point and becomes another project in your project roster. And you have to look at it as that. We all invest in our projects on some level. And then we do it for a sense of whatever return we anticipate is why we signed the contract in the first place. So I am giving this year the time and the sacrifice and giving it 150% was because of the longevity of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a bit of a surprise to me. Not a bad surprise, just like, oh, this is a lot more work than I thought. And that's a confession. And I work very hard on my projects, but this was a new thing. And I think that the expectation was that somehow I had a bit of a cartoon idea of how this was going to go. And when Gary allowed me and gave me permission to be as involved as I was, that's when it became a project. That's when it became exciting. If he had just said, okay, just give me this and we'll take it from there, that would have been a very vacuous collaboration for me. This collaboration was incredibly personal, totally invested by all parties. There was a lot of risk involved, but there was a lot of commitment, a lot of calculated strategic risks. And because of the passion for the end result and the return on our investment and the belief in that, that's what carried us through the sacrifice. The sacrifice just became another thing rather than an, oh my God. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think both of your businesses became stronger, or you both added to each other's business, right? I mean, Laura, you have sort of a newly honed strength and craft, right? And I mean, I'd like to hear from each of you.
Gary really taught me a lot by way of also that I've expanded in my business is, I mean, I'm pretty organized anyway. Gary is worse. Gary is like a beast note taker, and he has a steel trap brain and he remembers everything. So
how annoying, Gary.
I know, right? So intimidating. But what he did was, which was great, was he actually, because I'm a creative, I'm very fluid and very narrative in my life. I'm just a narrative designer. So what Gary taught me was that's all good and fine, but what I need to learn is to be direct. And I learned the strength of concise communication and questions. And it seeped its way through all of the other areas of my business. And I'm a pretty damn good communicator, but I became a better communicator because of Gary.
Well, I would say, thanks, Laura, for that. But I'd also say is, you know, I think the other thing that we both learned out of it is when you're developing that product, when you're designing it and you're shuttling it back and forth between you both, you're really thinking about how that product is used. And you're looking at, of all the hundreds of ideas that Laura generated, you're trying to really assess which are the best products to launch a collection with. And that takes time. And that's what Laura really brings, because she's able to look at the collection in a completely different way to the way I look at the collection. She's able to think of it in a way that as, okay, this is a contract opportunity for hotels and restaurants. So this is the sorts of products that they need. This is the residential need. And she was also able to look at it in terms of take a huge step back and look at our entire collection. So we didn't want a collection out there that was very matchy-matchy. And that's one of the things I loved about working with Laura is seasonal living has never been truly matchy-matchy. Our products are designed to integrate and work together. And so Laura was able to create a collection that not only touched on some of our existing material palettes, but she was able to create a collection that allowed it to be independent, yet happily slide into the other collection. And I just thought that was a masterstroke on her part, because she really took that time. And that's the difference in my mind between a master designer and a product designer. The fact that they really think of it in that kind of broad scope way.
A different editing process, right?
Yeah, totally. And we have hundreds of SKUs, Benno. You know, this is not something that Laura would step back and spend 5 minutes on in a couple of pages in catalog. She's got to look at everything that we're doing and understand duplication, cost, how we're going to position it. And so all of that takes time to bring to market.
Right. And more mix than match, right?
Totally.
And you can't really have an ego. In this kind of collaboration, you have to have confidence, but you have to be flexible, because there were things that we had to adjust along the way, and certain parts of the line that, although they were beautiful, they weren't realistic. And you cannot, you know, you don't possess design ideas. You put them out there and they become something, they evolve. And I think that is an important factor to being in any partnership or collaboration. You have to remain confident but flexible, because, you know, you can't be hurt if a design is rejected or if something doesn't work and you have to make an adjustment. You jump in and you go, okay, let's adjust this. Let me try to make sure that it fits still within something that I feel is authentically aligned with myself and my brand. At the same time, it has to work. So that was an important thing for me. And a good thing is I'm innately flexible. So it worked out great. And because I have never been possessive over my designs, but it is a good thing to know going into any collaboration that rejection cannot be a part of the conversation. It just has to be an constant evolutionary process where two people are really working together, both in their superpowers.
And I think that that's so true, Laura. I mean, Laura is not a prima donna type creative. She's just incredibly practical. And her years of experience have taught her and melded her in such a way that she's truly able to understand a no, for whatever the reasons, no, to make it right. Because that's it. We both know that we are committed to making this line successful. And it's a partnership. And even though the product is all in manufacturing right now, we realize we've only crossed one part of the river. We have several road trips ahead of us. And, you know, I think that's another key aspect for other designers out there. If you really want the line to be successful, you have to dive in, like Laura said. And, you know, there was no pushing Laura. She was a willing traveler. And that's what I loved about working with her, because she was willing not only to travel with us, she was willing to row the boat with us. And that's the critical thing of making a line successful.
I'm just looking at my bookcase here, the Adam Grant book, Think Again, which I think the quickest, maybe the most succinct synopsis of that book is, we need to walk into the room with strong opinions, but hold them very weakly, meaning be open to new information and adapt to new information. And it sounds like that's both of you went in being very good at what you do, knowing what you know, and embraced the fact that the other side knows something that I don't know, and or a third or fourth party knows something that neither of you knew. Is that maybe in terms of sort of a what you learned from each other personally, does that get to it?
I think that, but I also think it was really what we said at the start of this session, which is a chemistry and an intuitive understanding that you were both committed to it. You know, it wasn't something that Laura could show to me. It was spending a bit of time with Laura, because we've had other people come to us and want to design collections for us. But with Laura, it was a fit. It was a fit in so many ways. And to see her commitment and her passion, and that's that aspect, having the passion and that chemistry, is so important to making this successful.
Agreed. Thank you, Gary.
You know,
we've had a few good laughs. You know, we went through COVID and the election together.
Right, right. And I was just thinking, I feel like I wish I had been a fly on the wall. There must have been some crazy moments where, you know, it wasn't all unicorns and rainbows.
No, there were a few tears and a few eye rolls, but
and a few glasses of wine.
Oh,
and
definitely a few. Yeah. But I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's like any good marriage, you know, you don't get in thinking that it's short term. Hopefully you get in there thinking, okay, we're going to get through, you know, kids, we're going to get through teenage years. There are going to be a few slam doors, maybe some poverty in between, but we're going to get through this and you're in it for the long haul. I mean, that was my mindset as well when I came into this. And thank God Gary felt the same way because, you know, nothing happens overnight. This is going to be a long process. This is going to, before we see any great financial recuperative success, we have to get it out there. It takes a while and you have to be in it for the long haul. And you have to, and anything that's long haul requires rest and giggles and, you know, it's going to have its moments. But Gary and I are both willing participants in the humanness of this collaboration. You know, we kind of dig each other. So that's always good. We fall back on that. And then we're both highly, you know, highly honorable when it comes to our work ethic. So it's a perfect storm. Really is a wonderful collaboration. But again, like I said, it's why I waited so long because I know how tough these things are. Any project is going to have anything you do for a long time is going to have moments, but you have to know that other person and at their core, are they going to have your back? Are they going to respect you? Are they going to listen? Are you going to be able to work together? And does that go both ways? So that's the foundation. Like Gary and I both have said in this call, that's the foundation of the beauty of all of this. And then all the design stuff, that's just the cake.
Totally. And I think it's that element of, it's literally one word, trust on both sides, an appreciation of what both parties bring to the table, not only in terms of experience, but what they contribute to relationship and to the project, and a recognition of that, because it's very easy in your own little trench to have a view of the other side, but you really don't know and understand the other side. And that's been the wonderful experience for me working with Laura, is to really be able to understand what her criteria and what she needs out of the relationship. And you're right, you know, we've had some moments, it's like, ah, but you know, it's been that, I think that's good. And we've talked about it many times along the way. We've often had discussions about it. And it's like any relationship, you're trying to understand who you're working with. Everybody picks up on different vibes and, you know, knowing that you're okay. But the main aspect is we have a project and we've got to deliver it. But if you can have fun along the way and like that person along the way, oh my goodness, it's golden.
It is.
And, you know, I would encourage, and in fact, I'll put both of your website addresses in the show notes. So if, you know, folks wanted to reach out to either one of you, they can find you there. And also look at this wonderful Provenance Signature Collection on seasonalliving.com.
And Benno, there's a bit.ly link, if you wouldn't mind me just saying it. It's bit.ly/provenance with an uppercase P, and that's important in bit.ly. So it's provenance, provenance, bit.ly/provenance-collection.
Awesome. I'll put that in the show notes as well. This was a fun conversation because the mutual trust and the chemistry and the craft, you know, the aspects of the craft that each of you brought to this collaboration and bring to future collaborations came through loud and clear. So thank you so much.
And, you know, Benno, I'll just leave in saying that wholesalers and manufacturers are used to bring in large chunks of product and they're used to the product cycles. designers don't understand product cycles, with all due respect. They have a need now for a specific type of project or product, but tomorrow they don't have that need. And that takes an inordinate amount of time. And so Laura is her commitment to that and trying to understand that product life cycle is being so helpful in this project.
It's been wonderful to learn it. I feel it's really expanded so much for me, both personally and professionally and in my business and in the collaboration. It's really good to have that knowledge and to be able to have the opportunity to learn it. And Gary being so unbelievably patient with guiding me through these steps so that I could absolutely access the information and be as, I guess, responsible and come through for him at a level that is up to his expectations. So that was really helpful to learn it. And I didn't know it, and now I do. And I'm sure there's a lot more that I'm going to learn. And I cannot wait.
She delivers in spades.
I think this is a good place to wrap up today's conversation. I'm a eager student of growth, and you know, I'm fascinated every time I get into a conversation about growth, how many hundreds and thousands of different aspects there are of growth, and the two of you have illuminated very colorfully a few dozen of them today. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Benno.
Thank you.
Good. Well, if folks wanted to explore other growth topics, you can find me on our website, realignforresults.com, or just email Benno, B-E-N-N-O, @realignforresults.com. Thank you, and keep growing.
You can listen to more episodes on Apple, Spotify, or Google. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and review it. Share it with your friends or colleagues if you enjoyed the content. Always growing.